This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That internet address is gospel2africa.com. And I will repeat that at the end of the program. My broadcast today is entitled, Why Do I Need God? We all have our personal motivations and needs, but we all share the sin problem in common with each other. Sin is a lingering dark cloud looming over our heads, condemning us to a life apart from God. Only Jesus Christ has the power to atone or pay for our sin as we believe in Jesus to pay the penalty for our sins. We could never pay for our own sins against a completely holy God. We have all told a lie, right? Have you ever stolen anything? No matter if it was only a pencil. Jesus said to look with lust in your heart on a woman with immoral thoughts was the same as adultery. Have you ever done that? We have all sinned, great or small, and we have no power to make it right with God without the redemption and forgiveness that Jesus Christ offers us. The Bible tells two different views of how God sees you, depending on whether we are relying in faith on the Son of God, Jesus, for forgiveness of our sins. In Psalm chapter 7, verses 11 through 13, we read, God is a just judge. He is angry throughout the day. If a person does not repent, God sharpens his sword and prepares to shoot his bow. He prepares to use deadly weapons against him. He gets ready to shoot flaming arrows. But then later in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 145, 8 and 9, we see a foretaste of how God provided for relief from sin by His advanced planning hundreds of years before Christ was born. In Psalm 145, the Bible says, The Lord is merciful and compassionate. He is patient and demonstrates great loyal love. The Lord is good to all and has compassion on all He has made. In the New Testament, in John chapter 3, the Bible tells us, For this is the way God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. The one who believes in Him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Now this is the basis for judging, that the light has come into the world and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds hates the light and does not come into the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God. Another reason why you need God is this. We need a power higher than ourselves. Billionaires and kings wonder privately, is this all there is? They survey their empires and their vast holdings and wonder, what is the point of it all? So did King Solomon in the Bible when he wrote the Bible book of Ecclesiastes. I encourage you to read that book. King Solomon had tried it all, done it all, experienced each pleasure possible, but still found life empty. He concluded at the end of the book, the last word after all has been heard is, honor God and obey His laws. Still another reason we need God, and for me the most important reason, is the need to settle my destination for eternity. Nothing so important should be left to chance. No one should settle going to heaven or hell on random luck or wishful thinking. Heaven is 100% peace, light, health, happiness, and security forever with God who loves me with an infinite love that He sent Jesus to earth to die for me, as well as the joyful fellowship with fellow believers for all eternity. I hope you'll be in this group. The chance to discuss Bible stories with Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and the apostles of Jesus will be very exciting. Hell, by sharp contrast, is 100% darkness, complete isolation, horrible, constant pain, with flames of fire all around you with no hope of any relief, no way to even die. Contrary to folk stories people joke about, there will be no parties with drinking buddies in hell, no fellowship with anyone ever. Conscious awareness of the salvation you could have had if you had chosen to believe in Jesus as your Savior while you were still alive on earth. But in hell, it is forever too late. There is the need to care for my fellow man by giving him the most valuable thing I have. Well, that's the saving gospel message of Jesus Christ. There is the need to acknowledge my own faults, my sins, and confess them before God freely and without reservation. There is the need to repent of my sins, to consciously turn around and turn away from my sins, and to walk through life in a new way as a born-again Christian, as a new creation in Christ. There is the need to acknowledge and thank God for the facts of the gospel story, to thank God for sending His only Son, Jesus Christ, to be born from a virgin girl by way of the Holy Spirit of God, to thank Him for enduring the humiliation and suffering of the beatings from the Roman soldiers, and for suffering and dying on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. To thank Jesus for His resurrection power to raise Himself up from the stone tomb to appear to His disciples on earth and from there then to be taken up into heaven. In Acts chapter 1, the Apostle Luke quotes this promise of Jesus after the resurrection of Jesus. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You will tell about me in the city of Jerusalem and all over the countries of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When Jesus had said this, and while they were still looking at Him, He was taken up. A cloud carried Him away so they could not see Him. They were still looking up to heaven, watching Him go. All at once two men dressed in white stood beside them. They said, "You men of the country of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will return in the same way you saw Him go up into heaven." Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul gives a good summary of the gospel message when he puts it this way. Christian brothers, I want to tell you the good news to you again. It is the same as I preached to you before. You received it, and your faith has been made strong by it. This is what I preach to you. You are saved from the punishment of sin by the good news if you keep hold of it, unless your faith was worth nothing. First of all, I taught you what I had received. It was this. Christ died for our sins, as the Holy Writings said he would. Christ was buried. He was raised from the dead 3 days later, as the Holy Writings said he would. Christ was seen by Peter. After that, the 12 followers saw him. After that, more than 500 of his followers saw him at one time. Most of them are still here, but some have died. After that, James saw Christ. Then all the missionaries saw him. Last of all, Christ showed himself to me, as if I had been born too late. Friends, I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I do ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that also works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. Our internet website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship.